You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
Welcome to the Better Together podcast, where we look for ways we can work together to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. Today we have with us Brother Jim McComas. He's the executive director of Free Will Baptist Family Ministries, and he's going to be speaking for us at the National Association, July the 24th through the 27th in Birmingham, Alabama. So, Brother Jim, thank you for joining us this morning, my friend.
Good to be with you, Dr. Moody.
So the theme is going the extra mile. You're going to be preaching for us on Monday evening about reaching the hurting. Tell us, Brother Jim, how you've been preparing to deliver this important message to us on that Monday evening.
Well, obviously, when you have this long of a time to prepare for something, that's a double-edged sword. So just obviously, you know, been praying. This takes more preparation, and this is really not a good spot for me because I work well under pressure. So it's taken a lot longer, but really the Lord is really helping me. And as I go about what we do here and ministering in with our young people and the different things that we do in our ministry, really being able this year to look at everything we do from the perspective of this message. I think that has really helped me, and really excited to share and look. And I'm really going to turn the whole subject. I'm going to challenge the premise of the topic that a sneak preview, I think, would be that it needs not just to be going the extra mile to help the hurting, should not just be the extra mile. It should be in the first mile. It should be, it was the very DNA of what Jesus was all about. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. They that are whole do not need a physician. I've come to call sinners to repentance. And of course, my scripture is on the woman with the issue of blood. And Jesus would have never come in contact with her had he not been going somewhere else to help somebody else who is hurting. So that's kind of the direction that we're taking, and that the best case and the best revitalization plan and growth plan for our churches, I believe, is found in helping the hurting, being a lighthouse and not just a museum for the saints, but a hospital for the hurting.
Oh, that's great. And so your premise is Jesus was going to help someone. Jesus stops to help someone else. Jesus was always helping, healing, reaching to the hurting people. And so it sounds like what you're saying is that needs to be part of our DNA as well.
Yeah. I mean, you think of the woman at the well, it wasn't like, well, I'll go out of what I'm doing. He must needs go through Samaria. That was what it was all about, was helping the hurting.
This is great. So that's a little sneak preview of it, trying to get us ready. And as you go and you try to help people on a daily basis, it's popping in your mind. That's what I hear you saying.
That's right.
So how can we pray for you as you prepare for this message?
Just pray, continue to pray for our work here. And can, you know, I just want to be able to challenge and pray that we would be challenged with open hearts, that that God would do something in us to help us to really reach. Perhaps after the pandemic and everything that's gone on, things are getting back to normal. You know, we can talk and feel bad and do a woe is me about all of the how difficult it is to build a church and to grow as a denomination and churches and conferences. But the reality is that there is perhaps no time in human history, in American history, where the church is not more necessary and more crucial and more needed. And our light, you know, you always say the light shines brighter in the darkness, and we are needed now for the church to be the church. And so I just pray, ask folks to pray that God would sincerely do something, do a work in our hearts in our time together.
That's great. So we pray for you as you prepare, which You've got the Lord is really filling you up with what you need to share. But pray also for how God would use us, and can we develop this DNA like Jesus had everywhere we go? And I think you're saying, hey, none of let the woe is me stuff kind of go by the wayside, and look for the needs of others. This is our time. This is our moment.
That's right. That's right.
As we do see so much suffering, so much difficulty in our world, this is what we're made to do.
That's right. And this has nothing to do with the national. You didn't ask me to say this, but I can't tell you how grateful I am for you to be where you are at. You are the right person at the right time, and you are delivering that message to helping us to be practically, to be in practical ways, do what we need to be. And so I appreciate your ministry and your leadership this time.
Thank you, Jim. And I appreciate you. I appreciate what you're doing. And I also appreciate how you are really gifted or skilled to get this message across. And so let's think about this. You're praying about this. You've got your ministry of helping people. What would you hope for people that leave that evening? What would you hope to see them do or to be after they take to heart the message you're going to deliver on that Monday evening?
Well, Jude, I think of Jude, you know, some have compassion making a difference. We're going to have to make a difference. I mean, if we're going to be successful and do what we need to be as a church, and if we're going to make a difference, we have to be compassionate. So I'm going to try to share my heart. When we talk about those people, there's some unreached people groups that I'm going to talk about in every community, in every church. And when those people become our people, that's what will change. And I'm going to tell our story and just share my heart. And that's my prayer, is that those people will become our people, and that we will have a heart to reach them. And when we do that, I believe then we will be successful, because people are looking for something that's real. And that's what we got to be, just real and genuine.
So it's not those people, it's us. We is what you're saying. And so people walk out of the room, they're looking at, you know, the people that are even around them, taking care of them, security officers, the people that work at the hotels, they're going to their church, they're seeing people around them that are struggling with various issues, not seeing them as those people, but they're becoming part of our churches. They're us, who we are, part of our DNA, if you will.
That's right.
Well, brother, we're looking forward to it. I'm so excited about what's going to happen in Birmingham. And I am praying that our people really respond, will take to heart the message, and that we truly will be about reaching those that are hurting and seeing them as us and seeing the gospel go forward.
Amen.
We want to thank you all for joining us today. We encourage you to take this podcast, share it with others, help anyone that you can think of to think about joining us and think about what they can do to reach hurting people, and help us to focus on that and making that part of our DNA. Thank you for joining us today. And remember, we truly are better when we work together for the cause of Jesus Christ.